Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
With that, we welcome in Michael Jenkins, Associate Professor of Criminal Justice at the University of New Haven. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Michael, we keep having a professor, we keep having these conversations every couple of years or so, and it flares up like a match, it seems like, and there's no long sustaining flame, if you will, of change. And I wanted to talk to you about community policing, because it seems like it's got a pretty good record, does it not, and a pretty good success rate?
You know, unfortunately, the only time that you and I talk is when the country is in this level of unrest. And so the last time we spoke was in 2015 with the riots after the Michael incident.
I don't want to bring that up because I didn't want to start on a bad note. But you're right. And there are other guests like that. The only time we talk is when there's something bad that's going on, and it seems like we keep talking over and over. So the last time we talked what did you say? Go ahead, sir. I'm sorry.
Yeah, after the Michael Brown incident in Ferguson in 2014, but you know what we're seeing is a simmering of the poor relations that many police have with Black citizens in the United States, and it goes to the root of policing and the history of the foundation of policing in the United States. But there is some good news. There have been some highlights, and as police move towards a more community-oriented focus, and as they realize that their mission is to work alongside the community to bring wellness and health to neighborhoods, even since 2014, we have seen some changes. And so, for example, one of the changes is that there have been an increase in the proportion of criminal charges that result from police misbehavior. So we're seeing a willingness of the criminal justice system to actually indict and find guilty officers who are acting in ways that abuse their power as police. We see a number of cities electing progressive district attorneys, people who campaigned on reform agendas and are setting up reforms at the local level of the criminal justice system. And since the time that we spoke a few years ago, we also have a steady decline in the prison population. And so while there is still a lot of very hard work and important work that needs to be done, I hope to share these highlights of some improvements to give those of us who are trying to change the system some hope that work does pay off, that shining light on these incidents does pay off, and that getting police engaged shoulder to shoulder with community members does have long-term positive consequences.
All right, we'll take a break, come back, pick it up here when we come back. One of the, cornerstones of community policing, unless I'm wrong on this, is having the same officers basically in the same place every day and every night and whatever shift it is. And it seems to me that is everything, because if you know who you're dealing with, then you kind of know if you're dealing with a serious threat or not, generally speaking. We'll continue conversation when we come back. We're talking with Michael Jenkins, Associate Professor of Criminal Justice at the University of New Haven, about community policing and long-term change to police departments as it relates to the Black community. Right now, it's time for traffic on WWL.
Oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.